Want to know what's the word on all things pop culture? You've come to the right place. It's time for the Bronx Buzz. Stay tuned for all the tea from hot celebrity gossip to movies to music and more. The Bronx Buzz has it all. Your go-to for entertainment updates right now on 107.7 The Bronx Retro.
You're listening to The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity gossip, entertainment news, and pop culture on 107.7 The Bronx Retro WRRC2. Two-time Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award nominee for Best Online/Streaming College Station. I'm your host, Grace Bertrand. Jon Bon Jovi speaking out on the status of his relationship with longtime friend and former bandmate Richie Sambora. Sambora famously left Bon Jovi in the midst of the band's world tour in 2013 for personal reasons, and 11 years later, frontman Bon Jovi says the two do not speak. Both Bon Jovi and Sambora are set to appear in the upcoming docuseries Thank You Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story, premiering on Hulu next month in conjunction with the band's 40th anniversary. Still, the Living on a Prayer singer says he and Sambora, a childhood friend, did not work on the film together at all. Though Sambora told People in November that a reunion with his former band definitely could happen, the guitarist had skipped the 2024 Music Cares Person of the Year ceremony honoring Bon Jovi in February. Gypsy Rose Blanchard is taking a moment to reflect on life after prison. For starters, she's aching for a more private life. In a series of lengthy TikTok videos she posted Thursday, the 32-year-old explained why she recently deleted her Instagram account, which at its height had garnered more than 7.8 million followers. Blanchard has since made her account private, and she's going to keep it that way. Previously speaking to Entertainment Tonight, Blanchard had explained the reason why she's choosing to release a docuseries on her life up until now instead of leaving it all in the past.
I think the heart of it all is I just want to share my story. I want to be a voice for the voiceless. I want to come out and just tell people this is who I am. This is why I'm doing this. It's important to me. It's close to my heart. And so I'm just tackling it. Yes, it is a lot right out of prison, but I'm doing it for a cause.
Audio from Entertainment Tonight. Blanchard confirmed in her TikToks that she didn't just temporarily deactivate her account, but she permanently deleted it. When asked why anyone would delete a social media account with such a strong following, Blanchard was very adamant that she did not give an F about a following. Ava Mendez is still reflecting on her sweet time at Milan Fashion Week. The actress and mom of two shared a throwback video of her strutting her stuff in a sheer polka dot dress and sky-high heels while in Italy for the Dolce & Gabbana festivities last month. The trip marked Mendez's first fashion week since welcoming her and Ryan Gosling's daughters, Esmeralda, Amada, and Amada Lee. While reflecting on her experience on Thursday, Mendez thanked the Barbie star for making her feel at ease while she was halfway across the world, and for holding the fort down back at home while she slayed Milan Fashion Week. That's all for this episode of The Bronx Buzz, your daily dose of celebrity tea, pop news, and entertainment drama on 107.7 The Bronx Retro, your 2023 and 2024 IBS Media Award nominee for Best Online/Streaming College Radio Station. Live from Rider University, I'm Grace Bertrand.
We hope that you've gotten your daily fill of movie, TV, music, pop culture news, and more. But if you've missed What's the Word with the Bronx Buzz, check out all entertainment reports on 1077thebronx.com/BronxBuzz. Now back to the classic hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s on 1077 The Bronx Retro.